Alphonse Muzan. The song is entitled Muzan Moves On. This is the song that you hear in the background. One of those promos where we talk about the new lineup here at 1550 AM, The Voice. How about, ladies and gentlemen, how do you know when you've met the right person for you? What do you go by? Do you go by dreams of physical appearance? Now, as I've said before, there's no need for us to be shy. There's no need for us to deny. If we want somebody who we find physically attractive, it's okay to admit that. I remember years and years ago when one of the big things that we used to hear coming from the ladies was they wanted someone who was tall, dark, and handsome. And every once in a while, in fact, fairly often, someone would throw in, and I want them to have broad shoulders. Well, not everyone's tall and dark. And dark is relative, because you're talking about dark. I heard white women and black women saying that. I didn't have the conversation with Hispanic women, Asian women. They just weren't around when we were having those discussions. But with black women and white women, tall, dark, handsome, and very often also broad shoulders. So physical appearance, we want what we want, right? But there's so much more. So much more. What else are you looking for in the person of your dreams, the person who is right for you? And here's the thing. Very often, Becker Phelps says that really, the answer is clearer in people's imaginations than in reality. They fantasize about laughing, having fun together, feeling filled with love for their new partner. Some of you remember some of those feelings you had when you were in high school. And no doubt, sometimes what we were feeling was infatuation. Sometimes what we were feeling was lust. Sometimes what we were feeling was truly, truly L-O-V-E love. And I think that when you look back on it, you pretty much know when it was just lust, or not even lust, just a fascination with the person. And there may have been no sexual thought about it whatsoever. You pretty much know when it was just a fascination with the person and when it was actually love. You remember what you were feeling when things didn't work out for whatever the reason? So I'm just saying that because I don't want anyone thinking that we need to be confused about this. I was only 15 or I was only 16. And so that was too young to be in love. So maybe I wasn't in love. Maybe you were in love. And a whole lot of older folks just didn't realize for a long time that young people can fall in love just like older people can fall in love. And maybe didn't realize that young people can fall out of love just like older people can fall out of love. I'm just saying. But, you know, we have these dreams and it's understandable. It makes sense. We want to see ourselves laughing with our SOS, our special someone, even if we don't have a clear face to put on that special someone while we're fantasizing, while we're imagining. We want to see ourselves having fun together. The reality is it can get complicated. When you spend time with someone who's a good match for you, the depth of your feelings might take you by surprise, or those feelings may not grow strong and deep except over time. You may or may not feel intoxicated. And most importantly, even if you're in love, that doesn't mean that that person is someone who you can build a life with. They may or may not also be in love with you. Now, here's the thing. They may or may not be the one to build a life with. A lot of that has to do with commitment. Is it mutual? And one of the most disappointing facts of life is there are a whole lot of people who will say they're committed when they know they're not. And that is when things can get really, really ugly. Well, here's the thing. 5 criteria that you can consider that may suggest that you found the right one. Number one, you enjoy time together. No matter how good your new partner looks on paper, the two of you need to click. Then if you see that episode of Blackish where Andre was connecting with his friend from childhood, I mean from elementary school, they had been best friends for 40 years. And so his wife decided, she was a little jealous of the fact that this lady could connect with her husband in some ways better than she could. And Andre considered his elementary school, high school, college buddy, best friend to be his best friend. So his wife decided she was going to try to dethrone this lady as her husband's best friend, and it didn't work out. So she decided she was going to go ahead and continue being his wife and let his best friend continue to be his best friend. Well, it may or may not play out that way for you, but one thing that does need to happen, you two have got to click. You and the one you're planning to build a life with, you need to be sharing interests. At the very least, have fun when you are together. And almost by definition, the phrase, the one, is someone who you want to pass time with. You want to pass time with that person. How about this one? The time that you spend together leaves you feeling good about you. It's easy enough to feel good about the other person, for the most part anyway. But how about feeling good about yourself? There are characteristics about yourself that you value. Maybe it has to do with your creativity. Maybe it's your intelligence. Maybe it's your fashion sense. Maybe it has to do with your sense of morals. For a relationship to make you truly happy in the long term, you must feel that your partner recognizes your traits, your values, and respects them. That's right. Your partner needs to respect what you value. By seeing them and valuing them, that special someone will support you in becoming ever closer to being the person you'd like to be. Isn't it good to know that it's all right for us to have some ideals about who we want to be as people? Who we want to become as people. I know a lot of you love that symbolic but very, very real story of transformation that has to do with the caterpillar that becomes a butterfly. And no doubt, you know, that caterpillar isn't particularly attractive as a caterpillar. But when it's time for the transformation to take place, it takes place in stages. It takes place in phases. And there are certain things that are going to take place whether the caterpillar does anything or not. But one thing that has to happen is that cocoon has to be formed. A cocoon has to be formed that surrounds the caterpillar. And then the caterpillar has to break out of the cocoon. The caterpillar has something that the caterpillar has to do. The caterpillar has to take an active role in its own transformation. It can't be just passive. It has to be passive in those areas where there's nothing it can do. There are some things that God has decided is going to happen to and for and with the caterpillar that the caterpillar has nothing to do with. But then there are things that caterpillar has to do. in order to make the transformation complete. And the caterpillar has to do it itself. The caterpillar has to do it himself. The caterpillar has to do it herself. How many of us have maybe even gotten a little sad as we learned that the reason that the caterpillar died and was not able to experience the transformation that it was created to experience, and it was not able to live life to its fullest the way it was created to, is because someone else did what only the caterpillar should have done and must have done, and that is to break through the cocoon itself, to strengthen itself, to build itself up, to develop itself as it prepared for that final stage of going from being what many would consider unattractive to beautiful. You want to be with someone who is going to help you continually transform into that which will help you look your best by being your best. They've got to value your good values. I'll be right back.